Apology. Written by Astolat. Read by Silvercat 1620. Summary. Being a gangster means never having to say you're sorry. Tag for the episode one-on-one. Vinny had put himself to sleep at the bottom of a fifth of whiskey. It had blurred the inside of his head just enough he could close his eyes without seeing Karen Malloy's face, live-action video of the things that had probably happened to her before she died. Except he was still blurry the next morning when Sonny banged on his bedroom door yelling, "Come on, Terra Nova, get a move on, we got a plane to catch!" He was halfway up the ramp before he realized he had no fucking clue where they were going, and halfway through a Bloody Mary Sonny had ordered for him before it occurred to him that he should have called the lifeguard. "Where are we going anyway?" he said, looking at Sonny. "You didn't say anything about a trip." Sonny shrugged so elaborately that Vinny would have gotten wary, except Sonny was too visibly pleased with himself. "Yeah, well, I have a little business to do in Vegas. I thought we'd do the strip, see the sights." But it was Saturday, and Sonny's business never seemed to actually materialize, at least not anywhere between the airport and the blackjack table and the first-class dinner. After they got up to the penthouse suite and Sonny opened the closet on a pair of fresh tuxedos, Vinny said, "Okay, give. What is all this?" Sonny paused, working on his bow tie, and gave him a look in the mirror. "It's been a rough couple of weeks. That good enough for you or what?" It took Vinny a while to get it. He'd kept the buzz going all day, cocktails at the tables, bottles of wine at dinner, and he felt high and stupid all at once. And then, when he did figure it out, he just blurted it like a dummy. "Is this supposed to be some kind of an apology?" Sonny tossed his head like a restless horse irritably and shot his cuffs. "Don't push your luck." Enough of an answer, and Vinny looked away uneasily. "Look, Sonny, you don't owe me," he said. "Shut up, all right," Sonny said. Good advice, and Vinny took it. But it had come a little late, because Sonny paced the room a couple of times and wheeled around. "You know who doesn't owe you an apology? Sid doesn't. We both know he's a goddamn weasel looking for a chance to stick the knife in my back, and if he can't get mine, he'll take yours."
"Hey, I'm not complaining," Vinny said, trying to divert him, because he already knew this was headed someplace he didn't want to go. "Him mumbling through it, that was great."
"Yeah, well," Sonny said, "he didn't mean it. I do." And there they were, because Sonny was putting a hand around the back of his neck, and Vinny dropped his eyes while Sonny said, "This business, this life, you end up looking at everyone around you, waiting for the knives to come out. You stop trusting your own gut, man." He squeezed gently, and then he let go and headed back to the mirror, saying over his shoulder, "Hell, I should have known better. You ever wanted to turn on me, you wouldn't be that stupid about it." Vinny went and poured himself another drink before putting on the tux. Sonny took him down to the nightclub on the ground floor. The seats were empty, but the stage was full of showgirls, leggy and dazzling in feathers and sequins, one dark-haired and bosomy curled up in Sonny's lap, and a parade of them stopping by Vinny's chair. "I'm telling you, any one of them," Sonny said. "Hell, any two." Vinny laughed a little desperately and said, "You're nuts, man," downing another shot between kisses. The room was spinning, perfume in his nostrils, cool, sweet taste of one anonymous mouth after another, and he wanted to shove them all away and crawl away to somewhere dark and quiet where he could drink himself blind, stinking, oblivious, and stop hearing Karen's voice in his head talking about giving away pieces of herself. Stop thinking about the pieces of himself that he was losing to the man on the other side of the table.
"Hey, I don't do things half-assed," Sonny said, leaning forward to nuzzle at his girl and nip at her throat while she let her head tip back, glossy brown curls spilling over her shoulders, her mouth red and parted in a low sigh. Her skirt was so short, Vinny could see Sonny's hand moving back and forth underneath it, see what Sonny was doing that made her shiver all over and arch into him, and Sonny was half-grinning, eyes a black gleam under his half-lowered lids. "Come on. Which one?"
"You're getting yourself in a corner," Vinny said, trying to laugh it off. "What if I decided I wanted the waitress?"
"Then I'll get it for you," Sonny said.
"What, you doubting me?" He looked over, his eyes narrowed thoughtfully when he saw Vinny watching, and he stroked his thumb deep between the girl's legs. She gave a small, low whimper.
You want her? She's yours.
The girl opened wide and dazed eyes and stared at Vinny across the table as Sonny pushed her off his lap and towards Vinny on tottering legs. But Vinny didn't want her. He didn't want anything but to be somewhere under a table, away from his own lies, the ones that were working too well. She tried to sit on his lap. He stiff-armed her long enough to get up, and then he let her slump into his empty chair instead and headed for the private elevator at the back of the room.
Hey, come on, Sonny said.
He stood up and threw money on the table and came after him, caught Vinny's arm just outside the elevator door.
You think I'm going to be pissed or something? I'm not kidding. Anyone in the room, anyone you want, no holds barred.
And Vinny had downed the last of his self-preservation because he shook off Sonny's arm and said,
Yeah? What about you?
Sonny went very still for a moment, the stillness of the cobra about to strike. Vinny tightened up, watching Sonny's shoulders for the twitch, ready to punch. And then Sonny leaned in and said,
You have the balls to ask me, Terra Nova? You can find out.
Vinny's head was pounding, or maybe it was in his chest. He heard himself saying,
So I'm asking already.
The elevator chimed and they were moving, and before the doors were even closed all the way behind them, he had Sonny shoved up against the back of the elevator, tasting his mouth, hot and full of cigar smoke and whiskey fumes.
Christ, Sonny said, panting.
That was all they said. And then he got his bow tie yanked loose and pulled off the cummerbund, popped open his shirt. They came off the elevator into the penthouse, fell down to the white shag carpet and fucked right there, Vinny working in with spit and patience and the lubed-up condom Sonny shoved into his hand, Sonny clenching a fist into his hair and breathing hard, eyes closed. Afterwards, Vinny just rolled off onto his back and went away for a while. He woke up, bone dry and sober, his mouth cottony. Sonny was kneeling down and slapping him lightly awake on the cheek.
Yeah, come on,
he said, and Vinny stumbled up and followed him into the bedroom. It was still dark out, except for the lurid glitter outside. Sonny gave him a tall glass of water and waited until he was finished drinking it. Then he took the empty glass out of Vinny's hand, and Vinny got on the bed without having to be told, face down and curled up around a pillow, breathing deep. Sonny was as gentle about it as he could be, digging into the knots at the join of Vinny's neck and shoulder with strong, hard fingers, a fighter's hands.
Easy there, Sonny said. Ease up.
And pushed into him slow. The tremors started at the bottom of Vinny's spine and climbed him like a ladder, his mouth going sour and acid at the back of his throat.
What is this? Come on,
Sonny said, and hauled him over onto his side so he wasn't looking into the wall of the prison cell anymore. Instead, he had the lights of the strip melting and running in reflection on the curved enamel glossy cabinets. Starbursts going off on the glassed-in pictures, while Sonny pressed up warm and close and slid a hand around Vinny's hip to give him a reach around. Slick, tight grip coaxing him up. Vinny coughed a couple of times to get his throat cleared, his head starting to work right again.
Yeah. All right,
he said, and Sonny started giving it to him, steady staccato beat in his bones.
Holy fuck, Vinny said out of nowhere, surprising himself,
and suddenly they were fucking for real, working the rhythm together, fitting into each other, and
yeah, yes, Sonny, Vinny said, come on, come on.
And Sonny pushed him back over onto his stomach, and he kept seeing Starburst anyway, braced up on his elbows, taking it the way Sonny gave it to him, all the way home. He lay awake, loose as a jangling chain, lying flat with his leg bent at the knee and watching the lights move on the ceiling while Sonny slept next to him, gold watch glinting on his bare arm, dark against the white sheets. What I hated even more was the idea it might get easy, Karen said in his memory, while red and yellow neon glow rippled overhead. That I traded away so much of myself, there wasn't anything left.
What happened in Vegas?
Frank asked in his head. And there was a reason the OCB taught you to tell your handler everything. Everything you had to do undercover. Once you started picking and choosing what you told, you were fucked forever. You'd end up lying about other things just to cover up the first set, and pretty soon you were knee-deep in mud and sinking fast. But if he gave this to Frank, he'd be out without ever going back. There wasn't enough for a conviction, but they'd take what he'd gotten them and put together something that would tie up some of Sonny's businesses for a while, leave him exposed and vulnerable, easy pickings. And one morning, Sonny just wouldn't make it to the office, gone between one day and the next while Patrice swallowed up his territory and licked his chops. That didn't really matter, though. That was just bullshit, because that wasn't why he was going to lie to Frank. Sonny was awake and watching him.
You and me, Terranova? We are well and truly fucked, Sonny said, gripping Vinny's head by the hair and shaking it gently a couple of times. Yeah, Vinny said.
He caught Sonny's wrist and tugged his fingers loosed, and then he brought it down to his mouth and kissed the back of Sonny's hand. The end.